Today's date is March 8th, 2024, and this is episode 60 with Aaron Leonard.
Hello.
Hi, punks. Going to school, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you play fish hooking and come fishing with us? Yeah, boy. They're sure biting.
Get thee behind me, Satan, and don't push.
Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Now Jesus went through the desert 40 nights and 40 days. When he got tired and hungry, to his father he would pray. But the devil came to Jesus, said, if you want to be fed, why don't you turn these big old worthless stones to bread? Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Then the devil, he took Jesus to the temple up on top. And he said, if you are the Son of God, jump off of this roof and drop. For the scripture says that angels will slow your falling down. And they'll gently put your feet back on the ground. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Ooh. Then the devil, he took Jesus to a mountaintop to show all the cities and the nations and the kingdoms here below. And the devil, he told Jesus, you can have all that you see if you will just bow down and worship me. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, he said, don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is an official Godcast. Thank God it's Friday. It is officially the weekend. My name is Ron Johnston, and I'm here with guest co-host Pastor Chad Peck and guest co-host Kevin Fuller. And tonight, giving his testimony, our special guest, Aaron Leonard. Let me welcome our co-host first, Pastor Chad Peck. So glad you came back for more. Welcome, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You guys all right?
We're good.
You're excited?
Oh, yeah.
So glad to have you guys here. All three of these guys are members of Freedom Reformed Church. So, hey, if anyone wants to catch a fantastic Sunday service, head over to Freedom Reformed Church at 123 Lord Street in Gaines, Michigan. And they are streaming live on Facebook at 10 a.m. Sunday, so check it out. Chad, you were here last week speaking on salvation. And also, for our listeners, if you want to know more about Chad, go back to episode 45, and Chad gave his testimony. It was a great 45, man, I love that number. That was a great episode.
Yeah, I enjoyed that for sure.
Well, you know, you've got a permanent invite. You're one of those few that I'll say, hey, anytime you want to pop in, you just pop in, brother.
I'll keep that in mind. I appreciate that.
And also with us tonight, guest co-host, Kevin Fuller, as I mentioned, also a member of Freedom Reform Church. And I got to meet him personally last week and just instantly connected. Great guy. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
How do you like that church? That church all right?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You do some service work over there. What do you do over there? I know you greeted me at the door. You tackled me and gave me one of them flyers, man. What else do you do over there?
Run sound and video.
You're the sound and video guy. Those guys are important. You can't run a church without sound and video.
We can try, but don't do so well.
Well, you're the guy that puts it out on the Facebook then. You're recording the Facebook, right? You handle all that. That's awesome, man.
Ron, I wish you could see my shirt right now.
Well, show it to me.
I'm not going to show it. Read it, Aaron.
It says, I can do all things through a verse taken out of context.
Always a sense of humor, this guy. Part of the reason why I love him. And, man, I'm so grateful you guys popped into my life, and I'm so grateful that you guys are here tonight. Thank you all for coming. And let's welcome our special guest, Aaron Leonard. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing fantastic, my friend. Thanks for having us.
Man, welcome to the Godcast. You have a special story, and I'm so excited to hear it. Man, we had lunch last weekend together, and I gotta ask you, how did you like that meal I recommended?
Oh, actually, that was a very good meal. I didn't take the opportunity to thank you for that suggestion.
See, I didn't think you liked it.
No, I enjoyed it, absolutely.
Right on. Chili Rolanos and Chili a flautas. Yeah, we had some Mexican. That was good stuff. Well, I'm glad you liked it. I loved it. It was great. Brother. Thank you so much for coming here. You got a great story. I can't wait to hear it. I've been stewing about it all week. Like, what's this guy going to bring for you? You know, for those that are listening, this guy was a straight up atheist just a couple years ago. And I was telling him at the pre-show, like, I'm really interested about that because I grew up in the church, as I was telling him, these guys, and then I walked away because I was mad at the Lord, and he brought me back on my knees, and I came back to him, but I always knew he was there, and I just didn't want to admit it at certain points and times in my life during those 20 years, but you got a quite different story from that. So I'm really intrigued and I'm really interested to hear that. And I can't wait to hear it. And I'm glad everyone is going to hear this story because there's a lot of people out there that I think are in the same boat. They're just straight up atheists that just don't know. And so we're going to tell them tonight.
Sounds like a plan.
Let me see what else is going on here. Hey, just a few announcements before we get started. First I wanted to say, happy birthday to Insidious. Those in the community know Insidious. Please find a moment and a time to get a hold of her and say happy birthday to her. She's celebrating a very young birthday tonight, and we all love her. Thank you, Insidious, for always being here and your support. We love you. And happy birthday, darling. We love you, girl. Also, next week, I want to let you guys know that Ezra Snow is going to be here. You guys in the community all know Ezra Snow. Bro Chacho is going to be here next weekend. It's going to be awesome. And he's going to talk about a miracle happened in his life, man. We're all grateful that he's still here because, boy, once you hear this story, you'll realize that it's quite possible that he might not have been here if it wasn't for God's hand all over his life. So we're really excited to hear Ezra Snow next week. That'll be next Friday right here, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean. Please don't miss that, Ezra Snow. All right. Hey, we're going to get right to it tonight. Before we get into your testimony, though, I'd like to go to Father and say a little prayer. So if everyone could please join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to communicate with you. We know that you love us, that you care for us, and that you do answer prayer. And what a privilege it is to just be able to speak with you. You know our hearts, you know our desires, and you know our needs. And we thank you for saving us through your Son, the one who guides us, directs us, and comforts us through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for being here tonight. And we also thank you for witnessing opportunities. Let tonight encourage each one of us. Let us boldly show our light shine before others. And we pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. Father, we pray for the lost to be saved, especially at work and in our homes, our families. And I want to pray that all just goes well tonight. We pray that this testimony glorifies you, Lord. We pray that the Godcast will be an effective witness and be an encouragement and a blessing to those listening. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, anything you guys want to say before we get started? Kevin?
I don't got any offhand.
All right, Kevin. You're a quiet one, huh? Kevin, I'm glad you're here. I just wanted to introduce you to the world, brother, because people need to know who you are. You know one thing Dad told me about you?
What?
That you never miss a Bible study. He said the only reason you'd ever miss a Bible study if you were hospitalized or kidnapped.
Probably.
Yeah.
Applies for Sunday service, too.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love your dedication. That's what it takes. Pastor Chad Pastor, Peck.
Thanks for coming last Sunday. It was a great surprise. And I mean, it made my day. It made my week, actually.
Just the look on your face when I walked through your church's door last Sunday was worth it. I drove an hour and a half to come see these guys, and I didn't tell them I was coming, but I knew they'd be there. And really cool, DJ Shaw met me over there because she lives over in the area. So me and DJ Shaw walked in there, and just the look on your face, Chad, made it all worth it. And I really enjoyed your service. Man, for anyone that's in that area, and I know a lot of us aren't, but please check these guys out on Facebook. I can assure you the Holy Spirit is in this church, and I can tell you that the Holy Spirit is not in every church. Chad's up at the pulpit with a Bible in one hand and a mic in a mic in the other, and he's just going at it. And it was a wonderful service. I really enjoyed myself, and we went out to lunch afterwards, and the fellowship at lunch was just fantastic. And I really wish you guys were closer to me, because that would. I would definitely call your church my home. I love the place. It was really great.
I appreciate that.
Really. And praise God for putting us all together, man. I love surrounding myself with good men, and you are three great men.
Ditto, sir.
All right, Aaron. Sorry, I talk too much sometimes.
No, you're all right.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to hand the floor over to you. I'm sorry, one more thing. Like I said, I can't shut up sometimes. If there's anybody here listening in chat that's got any questions for Aaron, just chat them in, tag me, and I'll get a question into him. And you don't mind me interrupting you if I have questions?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Aaron Leonard's testimony.
Well, I'd like to first off just thank you for having us on your podcast, and say it was great to have you out here, meet you in person, and for you to make that trip. That was quite the humbling in a way. So that was, it was great to have you out and have lunch with you as well. So thank you for making that trip.
Pleasure's mine, brother.
All right, well, I'll start out with a little bit of background on my childhood. Did have, we did go to church as a family, but it wasn't like, definitely wasn't a true Bible preaching church, nor what I would call a faith-healing type church. And I can tell, by the grace of God now, and just through looking back on my testimony, that even then, you know, there were times where I was under God's grace, even though I wasn't a believer by any means. Just because at a young age, I could see through the inconsistencies in a church like that. And, you know, like, we had issues like any family does, where when you're a kid, you don't really understand them. But as I grew older, I started to look back on, like, you know, when I got into, like, my 20s, I would say I started to think about, like, where my family went wrong, what created those problems in our household. And, you know, I see it a lot differently now, right? Thanks to the Lord. But at that time, I pinned it and started to put a lot of the problem on my mother. And she was the one kind of leading us to the church, the false church as it may be, but she was the one leading us there. And that was kind of the start of my rebellion against God. And, you know, that continued for quite a while. I'm 38 now. And I went through a lot of years of, you know, just gambling, stuff like that. Really took up a lot of my time in my younger years. That was kind of the first, feels gross to say now, but kind of my first love. Playing poker, I found that I got a lot of enjoyment out of it. Spent a lot of time doing that, and it kind of took me further away from that, or all the different lusts that are involved with that. And fast forward now, you know, like, I listened to your testimony, and like you, I got into drugs and things like that, of course, as well. That always takes us further away from God. But fast forwarding to, you know, about into my 30s, so roughly 8 years ago, I'm still doing all these things and just carrying on my life and just not really any concern for God, unfortunately. Or fortunately, we all have a path, right? But I came to a moment in my life where tragedy struck my life. And my father had passed at this point, so it was I have a brother and sister, and my mom left. My sister moved out of the house. My younger brother still lived with my mom. He has cerebral palsy. And this time he's about 23. And my mother took my brother's life. And as you can imagine, that flipped my world upside.
Did you just say your mother took your brother's life?
Yes. Yep. That's what happened.
And I'm sorry. Can I pry and ask you a little bit about how did that happen?
Yeah. She stabbed him a lot. But as far as like the why and things like that, of course, like there's a lot of questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
some would say mental illness. Of course, you're still left wondering a bit, but at this point in my life, I do realize that, like, you know, God had a reason for that, whether it felt like it at that moment or not, right?
Yeah.
So that, that kind of, it didn't really, like, I don't want to say it sent me in a downward spiral, but I mean, like, it did, right? Like, mentally, I was selling cars at that. And I think you're a little bit familiar with the business. Just any sort of, like, person-to-person transacting after a tragedy like that is not going to go well. You know, your heart's on your sleeve, and, like, the drug use just went up from there, right? Like, it was all I could do to separate myself from reality like that. Because reality was just like, whoa, you know?
You're just trying to mask the pain.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And, so just like literally just doing, like you said, everything I could to mask the pain. And even then, there were like little glimpses where I see now where like I was still under God's grace in certain senses. I don't believe I was saved at this point at all, because I still didn't really believe in God at all. But like, I do remember shortly after this point, you know, shortly after that had happened, my mom was still hadn't been through the court. Like, you have like a year or so of different court procedures following, you know, something like that, because she did, you know, she went straight to jail. She basically called 911 on herself and, you know, said, "Hey, I did this." And, of course, there was things I had to deal with talking to lawyers and getting questioned by detectives and so on. But I do remember going to visit her in jail. And while I don't believe I fully forgave her, you know, understanding by the grace of God a different definition of forgiveness, 8 years later. But I at least verbally was able to say that I forgave her, and like I didn't. Like most people in that situation, it's just anger. You know, I still feel anger. I still felt some anger, but like I said, just like things that kind of got me thinking towards God. Like, why did that even come out of my mouth at that?
Can I add something to that real quick, Russ?
Yeah.
So when Aaron said, you know, that he didn't believe in God yet.
Chad, get a little closer so we can hear you better.
When Aaron said that he didn't believe in God yet.
Yeah.
It brings me to mind of Romans 8:28-30, where it says, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Now it's talking about believers in that verse. "But for those he will be foreknown, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son." And then what's interesting, though, is if you went over to Ephesians 2, in verse 4, he's speaking to believers, and it says, "But God being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." Now, in that context, that applies to Aaron's testimony so well, because Aaron was living and walking dead in his trespasses and sin, but God being rich in his mercy because of the great love which he loved us, even when Aaron was dead in his trespasses and sin, now made him alive together with Christ and used these events in his life to bring him to God and to build up his faith and ultimately for his own good to walk in righteousness on that narrow pathway to heaven. And that's an amazing truth that everybody should get out of this testimony.
Yes, thank you for that. You're right on, brother.
So fast forwarding a little bit, a couple of years. I was on like a downward spiral, right? Not like a quick one, like slow one. Quit my sales job, didn't really do that. Started going to counseling because the only answer anybody had for me was that I need to meditate. Because, you know, something like that happens, and I always say you go to the funeral for something like that. You can go to a funeral for your grandfather, grandmother. Everybody gives you hugs, tells you everything will be okay, so on and so forth. You go to a funeral like that for my little brother, and like people just look at you with deer in the headlights, like no idea what to even say to you. But like they're just mind blown as well. So I get into counseling, and I'll never forget the first meeting with my counselor. I don't want to talk about God at all. And, you know, again, everybody has a path, I guess. I don't know what I was thinking at that time, but it was the last thing that I wanted to talk about. And I started, they got me on medication. Again, under God's grace, because I realized within a couple months that, like, that was not me. Like, it changed me. And I didn't want anything to do with it. And I was able to get off that in a couple months, clear my head. And I realized that I needed to find out who I was. And I started kind of on that search, and part of that involved a lot of social media. Again, everybody's past different, but it turned into a lot of arguing actually with Chad here. Definitely not glorifying God in my arguments at that.
I just need to clarify, it was more of an anger directed towards me, and it was a lot less of an argument on my end. It was more of a discussion basis, just to clarify that.
So you're angry and you're taking it out on Chad.
Yeah.
And Chad's doing his best to make it a discussion and not an argument.
That sounds like a good.
Okay.
Good clarification of that. Yeah, because there was definitely a lot of anger on my part, and talking to him about it now, we laugh about it together, because he's like, it's like something, a time in his life where he wasn't even thinking about the conversations, and I was so caught up and still wasn't really focused a whole lot on God, but yeah, like we were reading Bible study the other day. Because, I've kind of made a wild transition here, again, by the grace of God. But really, one of the women in the Bible study had some questions, and she's just like, I cannot wrap my head around this. And I was like, well, here's some of the notes. And just read notes that I took to respond to Chad on Facebook about, like, something social justice, we'll just say. I guess this is a good time to point out that I did vote for Biden too. Not really proud of that, but it just shows again the transition. Really not proud.
Hold on a second. You did what?
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part of the story, right? That would be my rock bottom.
I was going to say, that's rock bottom right there. There's nowhere to go but up.
Here's your sign. Here's your sign to be Jesus.
What was so interesting about that, though, was what happened was, I'm like, so we do Bible study on Friday night, and there's a woman at Bible study.
I'm sorry, Chad, I can't hear you.
So there's a woman at Bible study, and we all just kind of joke and have a good time while we're doing Bible study as well. And she's like, I just don't understand, like, I need to know about this argument. How do you hate me so much? And so then Aaron's like, well, let me tell you, I got notes. And he's referencing these conversations. I have no inclination of what he's even talking about. I can't recall any of these conversations. It was so interesting because he was so involved in these conversations that he's taking notes on what to respond with. And it was like an eye opener to me, like, man, some people are taking way serious, and I'm just sitting here trying to promote the gospel, and I think he wanted to fight me. I'm not sure, but it was pretty funny, and just to see her reaction, like, oh wow, like, he was a Biden voter, now look at him, you know, like, and I'm making light of that, but it's more of like the liberal and the conservative mindset, where it's like, wow, like, he was a hardcore, steadfast liberal.
Yeah.
And he made this transition to conservative, and I'm not talking politically, I'm talking biblically in his life, and that's what's so amazing to see. And it's interesting because in that context, just a little bit further, is that, like, his wife is in this roller coaster of a whirlwind, and I love him death. I can only imagine how she feels, because this man is completely different than he was like a year and a half ago.
And
they've been together for like 8 years. Now she's with this man who has made great transition to Christ, and it's not of his own doing, it's through the work of God in his life, the Holy Spirit ripping his heart of stone out and turning it into a heart of flesh. And like, this is my favorite part about Aaron. Like, he's the epicenter of my peace. He's like the perfect example of somebody who was pulled from the depths through the word of God and brought to life from that depth in my personal ministry. If that's all that ever took place through the work of my ministry, testimony in and of itself, it's amazing how much, you know, I love him to death, not because of that, but it's so awesome to see the fruit of your work right before your eyes, to the point where we were having these conversations. It was so curious, point where I baptized him a few months ago in our church, and now he's awesome. One of the most faithful men in our church. I would call him a prophet. So it's like an insane transformation. If he's a testimony to the work of God, if anybody is, then he is. Right?
Hey, Chad, we got a question, and I think I should ask you because you're the pastor here. I know, Aaron, this is your testimony, but we had a question from Blade Runner, and this was in reference to him voting for Joe Biden. Blade Runner asks, is that an unforgivable sin? And then we got a lot of comments from other people saying that they're going to be praying for you.
Big prayers.
Man. I don't know if I have any friends that voted for Biden. This is the first for me too.
I'm glad I told you now instead of before.
No, I got lots of family that voted for Biden, so that's okay. I'm used to it. I love you guys no matter what. I'm still gonna love you no matter what. That's okay. I'm not gonna hold it against you. But man, you've come a long ways.
We're good. So with this argument with Chad, I was angry basically, I remember having a moment in my life. Chad for who knows how many days ago.
All right, we're picking up a sound issue. A little bit clearer on that mic, please.
Arguing with Chad for a few days on end. I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And I just remember going to my now wife and just saying, I don't understand why I'm arguing.
All right, I'm losing you on sound. I don't hear you.
Hello?
Okay, let's try that again.
So I've been arguing with Chad for days on end. I have a moment with my wife where I just I don't know what to do with arguing with this guy for days on end. There's no particular reason. She was like, well, stop. It's like, yeah, it's just like, I don't even, there's no reason, but I continue to do it. I just realized that get Jesus in my life. I realized how much I really apologize to Chad. Reading now.
I'm still losing you guys on sound. I don't have anything here. Very light.
Dang. What if it's a signal?
It might be a signal thing.
You any better?
Come again one more time.
Can you hear any better?
A little bit.
How about now?
That sounds good.
Okay. So I've been arguing with Chad. Apologize. Not much. We didn't put French. A friend. We didn't really talk. Sorry. I reached out to him about which.
All right, we lost you guys again. It's very in and out. Might just be your internet or your service there for a moment. You guys still with me? Barely hearing you guys, in and out.
Like this?
That's good.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that was real good. Yeah.
Okay.
More of that.
All right. More of that. So, our Chad and I's relationship was a working relationship. It was in the works. Some time was passing. We weren't really talking as much. But we posted
this is what, December 22, you figured out. He had this strange post where he had said, hey, everybody wants to buy Christmas presents. Picking up this book. And again, by the grace of God, I picked up this book and bought it for him. And
title, this is,
yeah, it was about baptism. And with no idea why or what was going on with this. And we ended up meeting up for lunch and had a talk about God and a relationship with life, where that was, how that was, so on. Invited Bible study. Almost every Friday since, we've met up on Wednesday as well. Praise God. Even over.
I'm not hearing you guys very well. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
Okay. I'm not hearing you guys very well at all. Hey, Kevin, you're the sound guy. What's going on? You're in trouble. I'm going to blame somebody.
Fine.
You know, it works. It sounds real good, and then it goes out, and then I don't hear you for long periods of time. Sorry for the listeners. Please be patient with us. We'll get this worked out. Thank you for your patience. You know, we're not professional podcasters here, so you got to come to Podbean with a little bit of grace. Listeners in chat, can you hear me well? 5-5 on my voice?
We can hear you fine.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Our chat can hear me very well, but they're not hearing you very well, just like I'm unable to hear you. I apologize for being so fickle, but it's such a good testimony. I don't want to miss anything. Man, I wish my listeners could see you, Kevin.
Oh, thanks.
You're hard at work. You're hard at work, and you got a good face, too. You could probably, we'll have to get you back, Kevin, when we get on Rumble. Yeah, you're, you know, me, I'm good for radio, but you'd be good on TV.
You're just trying to promote this, aren't you? All right, Chad. I don't see anything sound-wise.
Well, Kevin, you're sounding very good right now. So whatever you just did.
We'll go back there and see what it does then.
Okay.
I've been told I just need to talk louder.
Loud and clear, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
So yeah, we started up Bible study and, went through Romans 1, Romans 3. Ephesians 2, and it really just hit home, and during this process, it became a search for the truth, right? Like, through COVID and all that, like, that was where this bond really started to grow, because I realized that, you know, a lot of people don't answer questions. You ask them questions and they don't want to answer. And that was one thing that I really respect about Chad, did and still do, is that no matter how many questions I asked, he would always have an answer for me. And even if I didn't like it, which there were definitely times where I didn't. And just ever since coming to Bible study. It's been nothing but focusing on the Lord, trying to be obedient to Jesus by the grace of God. And it's been truly an amazing change in my life. And then we talked about earlier the hope that Christ brings us in this sad world that we live in. And of course, you know, this event that happened in my life really had me looking at the world in a different way, but Jesus truly changed that for me, because as Chad read, Romans 8:28, we know that God works it out for good.
Yes. So would you say that Bible study, was that your turning point? Just digging and getting in the Word?
It had to have been, man. It had to have been, because I had, I had started to touch on the Bible a little bit. And there was definitely, prior to Bible study, I had been following Chad. Because Chad's journey is, it's been going along longer than mine. But he was a couple years ahead of me. And I had a couple weeks where I'd be meditating on verses or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that was, I will say, Bible study is when I started to see a shift in my habits. It became real to me that I wanted to focus on the Lord at that point.
Yeah, I'm surprised myself at how many people that would call themselves Christians and believers, followers, that don't spend the time to crack that book. And everything's there for us. We just need to find the time and take the time to do so. And Bible studies are, man, that's where it's at. We've got a couple Bible studies that go on in this community. Man by the name of Jay Wu and Jim Warren do this Bible study, and I try and catch it as much as I can. And, because there's those busy days where I don't have time to crack the book either. But if I can listen to it, you know, I think that's a close second. And you're right. There's really fills you, and it puts you down that right road, hearing it as much as you can.
Absolutely, man. It's just full of truth. You know, that's the more we read, the more the Lord opens our minds to the truth
and speaks to us.
Truly,
the living Word, the living God.
Truly,
it's that new self. So, like, I just can't help myself, but it's like, when we were having these conversations, one of my favorite things to do with anybody who loves to say something to me on Facebook or anywhere else is to give them the Bible. Mm-hmm. Not just to give them an answer, because that becomes your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you back it up with Scripture, now you're teaching somebody with the Word of God. Now they're, see, what Aaron didn't realize was he was arguing with me in anger, but all he was doing was getting fed the Word of God. And so we can turn these types of situations into an evangelism moment. And the people that are coming against the Word of God don't even realize what's taking place. And they think that you're having an argument and you're evangelizing through discussion on your side. And through that hearing of the Word, God is working in that individual. And it's not that Aaron is applying these things to his life in and of himself. He's been created a new creature in Christ, and being created a new creature in Christ, what's taking place is Christ is living within him, yet not I, but Christ in me. God is working within Aaron, giving Aaron the ability to do these things and changing Aaron's desires from within. It's not an outward expression of change that you would have in the world. It's a genuine change from within the heart. He's a new creature in Christ. And through that, his desires have now changed. And that's why, that's what you see the fruit of the Spirit taking place, where the desires of the flesh are contrary to the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are contrary to the flesh. That's Galatians 5. And what you see taking place is the desire of the Spirit overwhelming the desire of the flesh, even though we still have that fallen man, we're still in the fallen body. That's that irreconcilable war that's taking place. You have these new desires overcoming the old man, the old desires, through being a new creature in Christ. And so it's important to understand, anybody listening, that we aren't relying on ourselves to make these changes. We're relying in faith in Christ to make these changes in us and to change our desires. And through our free will in those new desires, we then seek God more and more each day.
And I got to ask you guys, how long did this argument / discussion go on? Was this on Facebook?
Yeah, for the most part, it was on Facebook. Yeah, for sure.
And how long did this go on?
I don't know. What happened was we met. We used to work at a dealership together. Mm-hmm. And we met that way. Then we became friends on Facebook. I think that was in like 20. I didn't even have a Facebook till 2018. So it was sometime after that. And I don't even know how it happened. I mean, just like anything else, like people all the time randomly pop on my Facebook and they get mad because I'm posting about God.
Yeah, we all have those people.
But it was something like a couple of years, 2 or 3 years ago, I would say. I'm not sure.
And how long did it go on for?
I would say at least a year, if not more. I'm not sure. It was a while.
Yeah, it was quite a while.
It wasn't like an everyday thing, but it was a habitual thing, let's say.
Persistent.
Yeah, there was a very, very much persistence of Aaron's hatred towards God. And I think what we can all relate to is that he was dealing with certain things in his life that caused that hatred in his heart. That what I would call it is a lack of understanding of what's taking place. Yeah. And wanting to place the blame on something. And then we have this in the flesh, we have this desire to know what's taking place and why things are happening. And if there is a God, hypothetically, in an unbeliever's mind, they hate him because why would he allow this to take place in their lives? Why would they allow that situation to take place? God is all loving, and there's no reason that God would allow this if it's real. And you get into those types of circumstances and those situations because as a pastor, what you come to understand first and foremost above anything else when you start dealing with people is everybody has problems. And I say from your executive who makes a ton of money, the person who pretends they have the perfect marriage with their wife, to the people who think they have the perfect family with their kids, everybody has a problem. And if they say they don't, they're bold-faced lying to your face because everybody is dealing with something in their life all the time. And even in the good moments, there's still bad going on in the background. And that's what you come to realize. And then people, especially in a fallen nature, look to place that. They need a scapegoat. And God becomes that scapegoat. And then since God is invisible to these people and they don't know God, they go to the next best thing to persecute or to hate. And that would be the people who represent God, who promote God, who believe in God, his children. And so that's why persecution of believers takes place to begin with in any situation, I would say.
I'm truly amazed at you're right. You're absolutely right. But I'm truly amazed that this went on for over a year. Chad, you have incredible patience. And if there's many takeaways from this testimony, but I think one of them is that right there, you know, cause we all have these people online that attack us. We all have these people that troll us. And a lot of times they're not asking questions because they want to know the truth. They're asking questions cause they're trying to disprove us and show other people that their opinion is right. And for the amount of patience that you had to walk him through this is incredible, because I've never turned anyone, changed anyone's mind on Facebook. I guess I don't have the patience for it, you know.
Here's the deal though, Ron, neither have I. And it's not that we're trying to convince anybody of anything. What we're trying to do is teach people the word of God, and God does the convincing.
Yeah.
We're not the ones who do the transformation. That's God. And you do have that patience because you believe in God. And what's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. So you do have that. It's just a matter of implicating that and using those gifts through the fruit of the Spirit that dwells within us, that God has given us as believers, that we have to utilize those gifts and use them as tools. We can't snuff them out or push them away. That God gives all of us that ability. We all have those fruit of the Spirit in our life. Though we might have them at different levels, we all have the fruit of the Spirit if we have the Spirit.
And Aaron, God wanted you, brother. You never would have kept arguing if he didn't. He was just working on you slowly. That's absolutely just beautiful. It's beautiful to hear. What a beautiful story.
I'm glad to be able to share it with you, with everyone.
And, man, you've really went through some things that we've never heard on here before. You know, to have to go through that with your brother and your mother. I can't imagine going through that. Man, I love you, brother. Thanks for being here. I'm so glad you took that walk down the right road.
Glory to God, man.
One thing I want to say too is, like, he brought up drug use, and I'm a former addict myself, and I've watched that transition too. We never know truly how far everybody has come in their walk, but I know Aaron was pretty habitual in his use with this stuff, and as far as I know, I think he's pushed, for the most part, most of it out of his life, if not all of it, to be able to surpass that. And so that in and of itself too is something that people listening need to understand, with that when you're addicted to something, when you're using these drugs, there's, first of all, the only reason you use drugs, in my opinion, is because you're miserable in life.
Yeah.
That something's taking place in your life and you're just not happy and you can't deal with the reality of your life.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is to cover it up and pretend it's not real, or make it fade away to numb the pain.
You're just trying to numb the pain. Exactly right. Yep. Took the words out of my mouth.
But what you come to realize is, what I came to realize is that, and I'm sure many other people can relate to this, you don't need to numb the pain. That life is amazing. And if we're going to walk in this false reality of numbing the pain all the time with these drugs, then what's the point of living? Because it's no life. And then you realize when you finally do break that addiction and beat that addiction, you don't need those things to live. When prior to that, when I was addicted, I remember being an addict, it was the first thing I thought about when I woke up in the morning and the last thing I wanted to do before I went to bed. And now the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is pray. And the last thing I do before I go to bed is pray. And I try to focus my entire day on God. And that's the true testimony of a genuine believer, this transformation that takes place in the life of a believer. And then to hear people outside of your life say, what happened to you? Why do you think you're so good now? And it's like, you don't think you're so good. You just realize the truth of life, and that life is great, and that why would you want to numb down or dull down the reality in which we live? There's no sense in that. We only have a short time here. We should be sober-minded, as the Bible says, and clarity of thought. And that way we're able to articulate these things through Scripture to other people and perform the great commission of promoting the gospel to all that are willing to hear. That's what we should all be doing as believers in this life. And that would be the best testimony, because when you do that, what happens is you see transformations like Aaron take place. And without promoting the gospel, we don't see these transformations.
Yeah, and I gotta agree in it. And I just want to add that, you know, with any addiction, even if it, you know, not being drugs, but, you know, some people are addicted to, you know, they have a sex addiction or a porn addiction or, you know, a food addiction or whatever addiction it is, it's trying to fill that void that's in their heart. And I can tell you, the drugs that I was addicted to, it was, yeah, trying to mask the pain, trying to fill a void that was in my heart. And even as I grew tired of them and I wanted to quit, I couldn't. They just had a hold of me. There's nothing I could do to get rid of them. And then through God, through Jesus, Jesus filled that void in my heart. And it was the only thing that cured me of my addiction was the love of Jesus. Nothing else filled that void. You know, no nicotine patch or nicotine gum or anything took that away. Jesus was the only thing that could take that away.
Amen. The one thing I want to add too, Ron, is that when you say it takes patience when you're talking to people on social media or wherever,
yeah,
it does, but it brings me to Matthew 5:43, where it says, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you." Mm-hmm. Because at one point in time, we were all in a fallen state. And if you genuinely love these people, they may hate you, they may say things about you, they may slander your name, but your ultimate goal is to see them come to Christ. You have to have that patience, and it's through the love that you have for all these individuals, because we don't want to be selfish with our salvation, I would say. We want salvation to go to everybody that we come across in this life. And so in doing that, we must have patience. We must have love, because anybody can hate somebody who's being rude to them. And anybody can love somebody like a friend or a brother or their wife. But to love somebody who's persecuting you, now that in and of itself is a testimony to show that God is working in you, because naturally in the flesh, what you want to do is to block them and cut them out of your life, or to say something in a reactionary manner that's not polite or rude or insulting back to them. Mm-hmm. But when you can respond in love and use the word of the gospel to do so, I believe that's what every believer is called to do. And unless we're utilizing social media in that way, what are we using social media for?
Right. Great point. Great point. We've talked about a lot in our community. It's one of the hardest things to do is to love and pray for your enemy. You know, it's so easy to just say, "Oh man, I wish that person was dead." But the truth of it is, man, they could be your greatest friend if you could just bring them to the Lord. And
I mean, he is one of my best friends now. So
yeah, and here's perfect example of that right here. You guys just went at it like battering rams for a year, and now look at you. Friday night on the Godcast. But you're usually Friday night at a Bible study. And yeah, man, awesome. What an amazing story. I love you guys. You guys are great.
Love you too, brother.
Aaron, do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you, man. Thank you for your testimony. That was, man, everybody's story's different. I love yours, man. That was quite a road you went down to get to where you're at, but I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad you're on the right team now. Glad I can call you brother. Well, all right, I can. Let me read Romans 10:9-10. Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And all that call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. If you want to be saved, all you have to do is just say Jesus. You know, call upon his name and say, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart." And make that decision to trust in him. You know, do it today. tomorrow's not promised to us. And this is a beautiful story. Chad, I'm glad you were here to help us along as well. Something that I, you know, when I started doing this, I just thought that, I had different goals when I started this, but now I'd kind of geared salvation towards, more towards the Great Commission. You know, we need to get out and tell people about Jesus more. And Aaron is a great example of why we need to do that.
You know, it's one of my favorite things to do. And then coming up here in a couple of months, we have a fair. And I just, last year we did it, and it was a learning experience. It was the first time we did it together, just open-air preaching. Mm-hmm. And this year we've got...
There's not enough of that around this time. That used to be something long ago, but nobody does that anymore. I'm glad someone's out there doing it. That's cool to hear.
I mean, a lot of the Reform guys are doing it. That's what, like, we're all about promoting the gospel that way. And so what's interesting, though, is, like, this time I ordered a speaker that hangs around your neck. I got a wireless headset, so we'll be able to get some more vocals out there. People will be able to hear us from a little bit further away, let's just say.
What do they call that?
Interesting. It was really cool because the cops, there was a lot of cops there, and they didn't give us a hard time at all. They were really, really receptive, and everybody was nice. I mean, we had some people, we were handing out tracks. We had some people throwing tracks on the ground and stomping them, and a couple people said some rude things, but... We also had a lot of people supporting us, giving us hugs and saying thank you for doing what you're doing. Yeah. And, you know, you're able to talk to a vast variety of different people from different cultures, from just from every age group. It was amazing. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And if you ever have a chance to open air preach, man, you don't have to be a pastor to do those kind of things. Anybody can spread the gospel, and right. I would call anybody to do that if you get the opportunity, and you won't regret it, I promise.
Yeah, that's, what did they call that long ago? Soapbox preaching? What do they call that?
And I don't know, you got me on that one, Ron.
But you're right, we need more of that. We need more men like you. We need more of that street preaching, Blade Runner, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. When do you guys want to close out in prayer? I'm gonna leave it on you guys. Chad, you want to close us out?
Yeah, I will 100%.
My man.
Father, I just thank you for this time together with Ron and to hear Aaron give his amazing testimony and have Kevin's support with the audio when we started cutting out. We thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to promote the gospel. We thank you for Ron's podcast, for this is his evangelism, Lord, and he's using people's testimonies to spread the word, to spread your word. May we all perform this great commission of spreading the gospel to all that are willing to hear, to utilize our testimonies as a representation of what you can do to somebody's heart. Taking the heart of stone and turning it into a heart of flesh. Father, we love you for being such a holy and righteous and amazing God. Without you, we're not worthy, and with you, we're still not worthy, but you make us righteous through the work of Christ in our lives. Such a wonderful God. Father, we hold you so high, and we're so low, and we just thank you for all that you do in our lives. Without you, we're nothing. You are everything to us. Bless these people listening to this word, and bless these men before me, and bless Ron and his journey on this podcast, Lord. Do these things for your glory alone. Father, we thank you and love you and ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Aaron Leonard, Chad Peck, Kevin Fuller. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Don't make this your last time.
I'll help you out sometimes. I can't abandon these guys at Bible studies.
No, and I don't want you to. That's your flock, brother.
Yeah, but I'll help you sometime.
Hey, open invitation for any of you guys. Kevin, I'd love to hear your story one day.
All right.
You guys are welcome here whenever you want. Just remember that open invitation. You guys
When's
ever,
your next opening?
What's that?
Let's get them on. When's your next opening?
Well, next week we've got Ezra Snow and we're open after that. So any Friday you want after next week. Good. All right. Hey, thank you everyone for joining us. Hope, thanks for dropping by. Hey, you're late, but that's okay. You get a tardy slip. You're good. Special thanks to Blade Runner, man, of filling up the chat. And Jack Tard is great to see you. Jack Tard was here a while back telling his testimony. So great to see you guys, man. Thank you all for joining me. Don't forget, this is Insidious's birthday. So if you have a chance, reach out to Insidious. Let her know you love her. Wish her happy birthday. And yeah, do that. You guys will be able to catch Kilted Christian tonight. So don't miss the Kilted one. You definitely want to hear what's going on over there. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. My dearest friends, let us not forget we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So please find that person you know that does not know him and tell him your testimony. Do it today. Hey, you guys stick around till after the song, all right?
Took me down, I swear. Life was so good, I'm not so sure we knew what we had. I'll never be the same man, I'll never feel like I felt before. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. When my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. I've had a hard time finding the blue in the skies above me. And if I'm keeping it real, I've been half faking the happy they see. I may look like the same man, but I'm half the man I was. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. In my darkest hour, you met me so quietly, so gently. You said you'd never leave, and you stood by your word. So quietly, so gently, in all my pain, you met me. You said you'd never leave, and you stood by your words. When my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. Cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully.
Yeah, he was there faithfully, wasn't he, for us all? Man, thank you guys so much for being here. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for joining us in chat. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. For Ezra Snow, the Brochacho, he will be here next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean. It's going to be a fun time, so don't miss it. Everybody loves Ezra. All right, you guys, good night. We'll see you next week.